This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. An evacuation notice is in effect for the Lost Valley of the San Juan National Forest. The Plum Taw Fire has burned nearly 500 acres just a few miles northwest of the Bagosa Airport. Air crews are in the area with tankers and helicopters to fight the blaze, which broke out earlier this afternoon. Teller County commissioners are asking the governor to declare a statewide wildfire emergency. The request comes as the High Park Fire continues to burn there. In the meantime, Bent County officials have made an arrest in connection with a 3,000-acre fire sparked in April. CPR's Paolo Schalzeta reports.
Charles Champney, a Las Animas code enforcement officer, faces several charges including reckless endangerment and first-degree arson. According to an arrest affidavit, he is accused of burning a pile of debris despite being told no by dispatch officers due to high fire danger. That blaze would eventually turn into the Fort Lyon River Fire, which caused evacuation orders, destroyed some structures, and cost up to $1 million in damages. I'm Paolo Schalzeta, CPR News.
Employees in Denver Public Schools who earn minimum wage are asking for a pay boost to meet the cost of living. About 300 classroom aides, bus drivers, and cafeteria workers rallied Monday. They say they can't afford to live near where they work. Carolina Galvan is a bilingual paraprofessional at Valdez Elementary.
Most of us have multiple jobs. We are going without healthcare and relying on public assistance to meet our basic needs.
About 1,200 workers earn the city's minimum wage, $15.87 per hour. Raising their pay is one of the priorities laid out by district leaders recently. In Denver, at 75 degrees, this is CPR News.